Metro Transportation. This is Daniel. How can I help you?
Hey, Daniel. This is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. Do you have about 30 seconds? I was going to go over some financing with you.
Well, I'm not the person that deals with that. I'm just a dispatcher here.
Oh, it's not. No, I thought you were Daniel Baeza.
No, sir. He is out of the office at the moment. Can I take him your name and phone number, and I can have him call you back when I see him next?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, and your name again?
Pete. And I'm actually with the Bank of Cardiff, and that's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank.
Okay.
And my number here is 858-225-2347. And does Daniel actually have an email address I can grab, and I'll just shoot him a note here?
I don't know if he does or not, but I know his secretary does. I can give you her email address.
Yeah, that works.
Actually, I think he does, but they told me that he never bothers to really look at it.
Yeah, I mean, if you have your own secretary, I wouldn't either, man.
Let me find her email address. Oh, shoot.
No, take your time. Take your time.
I left it in my truck. You know what? They do have a generic email address. It is... where is it at? I just started with them last week, so it is Cuatro, C-U-A-T-R-O, T-R-A-N-S, at yahoo.com.
Perfect, perfect, Daniel. So, you know, you've only been there for a week. How's business been?
Yeah.
Getting good?
It's a little slow, to be honest with you.
Really? Have you worked in the same industry before?
Yes.
Yeah?
I've been in the oil field industry going on a little over 15 years, but I was in the sales department part of it, and that got real, real slow.
Mm-hmm. And now
I'm a dispatcher, so...
Are you, since you do know the industry, I was just kind of looking to get more informed here. How affected are the oil fields with this price of oil right now?
Oh, that impacts us a great deal.
Right. So it's actually, you know, I got a CNBC on right now in front of me, and, you know, they're talking about this meeting with the Saudis and how oil's really been staying around 50 a barrel here for the past almost month now. Do you think you're going to see a pickup in business again if this is going to, you know, might break
it,
through?
It'll pick up a little bit, and we might feel it just a, you know, we'll feel a little bit of it, but not much. We really need it to be honest with you, everybody out here is talking, it needs to be anywhere in the high 60s to low 70s for us to really start going.
Pick up. And then it's always a trickle-down effect, right? Because it just takes a minute for the money to actually get to you guys.
Yeah.
There.
It takes... I've had to deal with the financing part where companies weren't paying us, you know, during the last 15 or so years that I've been in the industry. I was accustomed to seeing companies pay on the average 45 to 60 days is when you would receive your payment. And unless you offered the company a special saying, like, say, okay, tell you what, if you pay the invoice in full within 15 days, we'll give you, you know, 5% off the total of this invoice. That's the only way they would you get your money sooner. But
yeah,
you're taking a bite of the money, you know, but if you need the money right away, you know, it's not a bad way to go.
Yeah, exactly. That definitely has to, you know, lead to some cash flow problems, I assume, down the road.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of companies were selling their invoices to some companies, and that factoring stuff was, like, ridiculous because they were losing anywhere from 25 to 30% of the invoice.
Oh, wow.
So it's like it doesn't make any sense to lose 25 or 30% because you need the cash flow right now. We're off of the company 10% off, And you just saved 15% of what you
were at least they're going to pay you back. But I totally got you. Like, I'm either going to give my customer a discount and get the money, and it's not going to be that much of a discount, or I'm going to let him pay late, and because of that, my cash flow is going to be all messed up, and then I'm going to have to take out a loan to cover myself intermittently. I totally understand. Oh, well, thank you. Actually, I appreciate a lot. I've been trying to get a good grasp here about how exactly... it's just in the news all the time, the oil prices, but I'm like, how does that transcend exactly into the oil industry, and what do you need it to be to, so now, I like that I have, you gave me like a nice little gauge, you know, higher 60s, low 70s.
Yeah, so. that would be great for us, because that would put people out there to drill a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And the only problem is that you'll see we'll see the effects on the pump prices a lot faster.
Reciprocated. Yeah.
Because I don't know, you're in California, right?
Yep.
How much are you guys paying for regular unleaded right now?
$285, $290.
Damn, really that much?
Oh yeah. See, what happened here is with all those the smog in the 80s, the regulations now are insane. So even if gas is cheap, they're not going to let us pay. They have a price floor on it.
Yeah, I think we're right around $2.09 a gallon.
Oh, see, like that's, we're getting a whole extra dollar, pretty much 50 cents in taxes here. So yeah, I feel
it. I went to California like around 10 years ago, and if I remember right, I think there was almost nearly a dollar difference between here and there.
It's pretty much, they've just all the regulations since the 80s have just made it pretty much impossible to get around the $2 mark anymore.
Yeah. Well, we actually broke under the $2 mark here a few months back.
Oh yeah, I'm originally from New York, New Jersey area, and I would go home in the summer for a couple of weeks, and gas was $1.80.
Yeah, that's what the low we got was $1.89.
Mm-hmm. It was nice to drive again.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel, I'm going to let you go, but thank you so much for educating me a little bit on this. I've been trying to get somebody on the phone here who knew a little bit about this and had some experience, but I don't know, it's hard to find.
Yeah.
All right, you take care.
Just send whatever information you have to that email address, I guess, and we'll see where it goes from there.
For sure. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Bye.
Bye.